Typhoon disaster relief in the Philippines grapples with a rapidly depleting budget.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
In the Philippines, the response to the massive typhoon could be hampered by disaster relief budgets already drained by other recent catastrophes there, including a massive 7.2 earthquake last month. The United Nations, the U.S., and the EU are among those in the international community sending immediate help, as well as gearing up for longer-term financial assistance. In the Philippines, the northern part of Cebu Province was hit especially hard by the storm. I spoke with Dennis Chong from Cebu's Provincial Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Office a few minutes ago. He says his crews have made progress getting some roads passable to smaller vehicles, but there's still trouble getting in the larger trucks with relief supplies.
Some areas are only accessible to light vehicles. That's why some areas relief operations were delayed, because from the trucks we have to unload them and transfer them to some lighter vehicles because some roads are still not that passable.
Chong says his office is also watching a second storm heading toward his province, with possible landfall set for later this week.
They're just putting anything over their heads just to keep them safe and warm at night. Especially right now, we're anticipating another storm. I will expect a landfall by Wednesday in southern part of Cebu. So while we are managing the disaster of the north, as of now, our office is very busy preparing for the south, such as preemptive evacuations.
Speaking from Cebu Province in the Philippines, Dennis Chong is with the Provincial Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Office there. Now checking markets, index futures in the U.S. are mixed at the moment. The Dow future is down. The FT 100 is up 0.3%. The Nikkei index in Japan rose 0.2%. After two decades of bloodshed, the Democratic Republic of Congo and the main rebel group in that country are expected to sign a peace deal today. Could this be the development needed to put this country, rich in natural resources, on a path toward economic stability? Kate Archer-Kent reports.
The Tutsi-led M23 rebels have surrendered, and the Congolese government is rejoicing that these fighters will no longer stalk the nation's mining heartland. Jason Stearns is a project director at the Rift Valley Institute and has just returned from the capital, Kinshasa.
There's a huge amount of optimism. There's a huge amount of, because of the defeat of the M23, this is a really historic moment.
But the M23 is just one of a number of militant groups in a longstanding conflict. Cornell University professor Nick Vandewal studies economic development in Africa.
Even if the worst warlords are no longer in operation, the level of law and order that I think businesses need to thrive is still far from satisfactory.
Vandewal says neighboring countries are flourishing, so if Congo can do more cross-border business, it may get assimilated into the dynamic economy of Africa's Great Lakes region. I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.
Veterans Day today is a time to honor and remember those who serve and have served. There are ceremonies scheduled from coast to coast. The Army's first female four-star general will be the Grand Marshal in the Veterans Day Parade in New York City. Ann Dunwoody has now retired after a 37-year career in the military. As we honor people serving the country in the military, it would be nice if we could also get them their paychecks regularly and without hassle. And here's where advances in mobile banking come in. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
For most, depositing a check via smartphone is a mere convenience, saving a trip to the bank. But for military families spread around the world, it's much more.
It's a real lifesaver, actually.
Scott Beggs is stationed in Germany, where his wife is an Air Force captain. Without mobile, they'd have to use mail.
The possibility of the check getting lost is high. The possibility of it getting tampered with or stolen is high. Not to mention the 3-week to 4-week mail time.
Those of us using smartphone deposit now take for granted the consumer technology that debuted in 2009. But that rollout would have come much later, if ever, if not for military families and the very unusual bank that targets them, USAA. Engineer Malin Mortensen shows me around the company's cluttered Texas lab, where it pioneered mobile deposit.
We have all kinds of technologies. We're looking at drones, understanding...
Yes, he said drones, also 3D printers all strewn about like transformers in a kid's bedroom. They're now working on better voice recognition for disabled Iraq and Afghanistan vets who can't easily use touchscreens. As for mobile deposits, USAA didn't have to invent everything here. Banks and businesses exchanged scanned checks for years, but Assistant VP Neff Hudson says regular customers were left out.
Nobody trusted their consumer enough to say, hey, we're actually going to extend remote deposit capture out to the consumer market.
USAA became the first bank to do so. Others have since fallen in line, and the feature is increasingly common. Shayna Steiner is a senior analyst at Bankrate.
It is convenient, but there are some risks.
Among them, potential for fraud and security breaches, which is why banks and many consumers were hesitant. But military families demanded it and got it. USAA rolled out mobile deposits for its own good. But the impact went beyond the military community. So if you're a fan of depositing checks with your phone, that's one more reason to thank those who served on Veterans Day. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
And if you're outside New York or Los Angeles, this isn't going to work this holiday season, but there's news that the retailer Amazon has struck a deal with the U.S. Postal Service to deliver Amazon stuff on Sundays in those two metro areas. The post office lost $16 billion last year and had been pushing Congress to let it stop regular mail delivery on Saturdays, although packages would still be delivered. The Postal Service says it won't need to hire additional personnel to do the Sunday Amazon deliveries. Walmart has been testing same-day delivery in Philly, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Denver, San Francisco Bay Area, and Denver, and there are some other competitors at it as well. Right now, the price of oil has dropped to $94.36 a barrel. The U.S. dollar quite high against the euro, $133.96. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.